There seems to be a phase in every person's life. Usually it's in childhood. I don't know, maybe there's some teens or adults who suffer this problem. But we're scared of the dark. We might be scared of those things that we can't see, whether it's something that might be under the bed or something in the closet or just darkness itself. It petrifies us. It scares us. There's an easy solution to this problem. It's usually a nightlight or a flashlight, and that casts the darkness away by shining that light. Well, in today's gospel, we hear that the word Emmanuel, which is who Jesus is, means that God is with us. And God is with us to shine the light in the darkness that surrounds us, in the darkness that is in our world. And all we need is just a little bit of light to shine, to show us that it's okay, that God truly is indeed with us. One of the cool things about the placement of Christmas is that it happens near the time of the winter solstice, the longest night of the year. And from that moment until mid-June, or late June, I guess, every day gets a little bit longer. And so Christ is the light that shines for us in the darkness. Because in the darkest and longest night of the year, Christ is our light that shines for us. And every day, for half of the year, the days get a little bit longer, reminding us that God indeed is with us. One of the struggles that we have often in our lives is that we don't recognize that God is with us. That is the promise that we hear in the gospel today, that God truly is with us. But do we really believe that? Do we really believe that God is with us? Time and time again in our lives, we feel the strain of sin. We feel the sorrow of pain or loss, and we know that we need our Lord. And sometimes it feels like the darkness surrounds us. Sometimes it feels like there is no way out. But the reality is, God is always there with us. He's there with us to walk with us, to shine the light, to help us be able to feel and understand and experience His love in our lives. The first reading today, Ahaz, a prophet, that was told, all right, why don't you ask for a sign that the Lord is there? And he says, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do that because I know and I trust that God is with me. I don't need a sign. I don't need some proof that He's with me because I know that He is. That's the kind of trust. That's the kind of hope that we are to have in our God. To trust always that He is going to be with us. That He is going to lead us through the darkness. That His light is going to shine for us. St. Paul's words today in the second reading also remind us of the importance to trust in God's love. He has given us a lot. He has shined through the darkness of our humanity. In those times where we've needed Him the most, He has always been there. In a special way, we're getting ready to celebrate Christmas, which is the ultimate way that God shows us that He's with us, by giving us His Son. By Jesus Christ taking flesh and coming among us to walk as one of us, to be fully human, to be fully divine, to enter into life just like we know it. And that is the promise that God gives us, that He is with us. He's with us now, and He is always going to be with us. The gospel today was a troubling time for Joseph. Joseph was really worried. He was ready to divorce Mary quietly, because he was scared of what might happen. The angel came to him in a dream and says, Joseph, don't be afraid. The angel was the light to Joseph's life. He knew deep down that the son that Mary had was not his, but he knew that there was something really special about it. And the angel came to him to say, look, Joseph, that fear, that suspicion that you had in your heart, that's right. That is God's son. We want you to take care of him. We want you to raise him as your own. And that's exactly what he did. He had trust. He had faith that God was with him. And he listened to that voice of the angel and was not afraid. As Catholics, we have the great opportunity to come to Mass. When we come to Mass, we are reminded that God truly indeed is with us. Christ is here present in four ways when we celebrate the Eucharist. He's present in the Word, in the words of sacred Scripture. That is Christ's presence. He's present here in the sacrament of the Eucharist. His body, blood, soul, and divinity is given to us to give us the promise of everlasting life. He's present in the priest and in the clergy who stands in persona Christi, who stands in the minister of Christ. And my job as high priest, as the priest who celebrates this Mass, is to gather all the prayers of the community that is gathered here and lift them up to God, to say, God, here we are. We are your children, and here are our prayers. And the fourth way that Christ is present in Mass every time we celebrate is through the body of Christ. All of us who celebrate together as believers. So when we come to Mass, we are reminded that God is with us in a special and true way. And that's why we have this sacred celebration of the Eucharist, to remind ourselves of those four ways that God is present with us every time we gather together to pray and to celebrate Mass. Also, we're reminded at the end of Mass, the last thing that we're going to say, and Deacon John will say it today, is we go in peace, for the Mass has ended. And that means that we are to take God with us out into the world so that the world knows that God is with us. We don't just leave Christ present here. We don't just leave his love here. We take it with us to the world so that everybody in the world knows that Christ truly indeed is with us in our lives. During this final week of Advent, I give you a little homework assignment, a little challenge this week. And I'd encourage you, as you prepare for those final preparations for Christmas, that you also make those final preparations of your heart and your soul. And I want you to try to find ways in your life that Christ is with you, that God's presence is with you in your life, and thank him for those opportunities to praise him and to worship him. Thank him for those opportunities that you see his presence, because that's what it means to be his children, to be appreciative of all the great gifts that he gives us. As we continue to celebrate the Eucharist this day, we thank our God for giving us the promise that he is always with us.